Yes.
We just saw the lunchbox
and a lot of other
movies. We saw a lot of other things.
This has been a very productive week in
depending on your definition.
Yeah, actually,
productive in movie watching. So, yeah.
Content for a podcast is what I should say, yeah.
Yes.
Very productive.
But yes,
in that
way. we got a lot.
We were happy to watch the movies.
Yeah, for the most part. Should we give him a quick teaser?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we saw it.
The lunchbox.
Ben and I watched Triple R with our family.
Ooh, the fans. Mama saw
Stay
Triple
tuned
R.
For that. Yep,
what did Mama think?
We'll find out.
Yeah, we'll
find many thoughts on it. And then we also saw some American movies like Ant-Man and,
All Quiet
German
on
movie.
The Western Front.
All Quiet on the Western Front.
Okay.
Oscar nominee.
Was that
so,
it?
So, yeah, those are the main two. Oh, do we actually?
And
maybe
more.
But
no, no, so we forget.
Yeah, just check out our Letterboxd.
You'll find all of us on Letterboxd. Links in the description. Please subscribe.
Please do. If you want more video content,
yes.
Please subscribe.
Wait, I got it. Kripaya sadastista len. Hang on.
Beautiful. You have to do that.
Did Michael butcher this?
Oh! That means please subscribe.
I don't know. Rate Michael's rendition.
Rate it up. Was it okay?
Comment below if that was okay.
Was that legible?
I don't think so. I don't know.
It was all right.
It was actually
I really
we're
tried.
So bad at this,
I practiced beforehand, and I got nervous.
Thanks for the encouragement in the comments last week's video.
It was
so great.
We tried. Let me tell you, when we saw the lunchbox, I was hungry the entire time. Because, dude, with this movie, he's like breaking out these dishes and eating.
It's beautiful.
And I'm like, so I broke it up into two segments when I watched it. So we watched it separately because I was traveling last week.
So yeah, Michael was gone. We didn't see this together.
But when I just was watching it, I was like, dang, both times I was like, I gotta grab some food because I'm a little hungry. Because like,
it
he would
so
crack
good.
He like take out the cases.
The way he would
like
look in and you'd be like, oh, this is so good. And then you'd like eat it. And
then he would grab it and eat it. I was like, oh, I gotta get me some food.
It was made with love, literally.
It really was. And let me tell you, when I thought it was so funny when he like said like, I didn't really like it. And then the mama upstairs, like the grandma, was like, make him suffer.
Yeah,
and she got spice in there. Like,
and then she had that little, she like brought down the little spices from the window.
That was really funny.
Great.
I like that window part buddies. Of the movie. They chose to just never see.
Yeah. I really like that too because it was very good.
It's very cool.
That part where it's just like subtly just have it on.
Right.
There.
Yeah, that's true. They never did show.
This is kind of interesting. So the lunchbox, I've heard like from the comments, it's the most accessible Indian movie
for Americans
to watch. Yeah. This was our parents and our family's first.
Yes,
Indian
so
movie.
We watched the lunchbox.
You watched the lunchbox
with our family too.
Yeah.
They
what?
Are full on in. They're like ready to watch more Indian movies.
What?
Yeah.
This is
good. Yeah,
So they really enjoyed it. Like really enjoyed it. Yeah. My mom and dad and everyone.
Wow.
So
that was the
like,
first one. So we saw RRR after
the
lunchbox.
Wow.
So they had two very different Indian movies that they saw.
Right.
Yeah.
So they watched the lunchbox
so.
And they were like, wow, this is a fantastic movie. It follows in the style of a Western film, like in terms of maybe story structure and such like that.
Yeah.
No, like crazy dance numbers at random times.
No.
It's just pretty great story, but contained.
Yep.
Right.
And then they see RRR, and then.
Then they're like, what?
Yeah.
And we'll get to that.
But covering the lunchbox first, it is one of the best contained dramas I've seen in terms of low key, like just really well done with the small premise that it, the very, very simple premise that it had.
Very
and it's
unique.
A sweet movie.
So well.
It's just such a sweet movie. And we can talk about it later, so but the way it ended, I so really, really enjoyed the way it ended.
I did. Yeah.
Not like an American sappy.
No.
Like,
no.
And my mom was like, why did it not end like in the way I wanted it?
I know.
And we're well, like,
but
mom,
she was glad though that she was like, wow, that's a real story. She's like, that makes
it
sense.
It was so real.
They ended
it was so
way.
Yeah. So
oh yeah.
Real.
Well, and it kind of left it open for interpretation in a way too.
Yeah. Well, and
he's going back and she's going there.
Yeah.
You know?
They could cross paths again.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
And I, man.
But
like,
I loved that ending.
Yeah. There's a lot of, yeah, the way they did that and like the way they made it, like where they both helped each other out in different ways. Even
yep.
though they never became like
never
romantically
saw each other.
Involved.
They never
like,
saw each other, which is
yeah.
amazing.
But they, did you see
so
what
much
they,
emotion
like they helped
and
each other
forth.
Through the letters. Like he got out and he went to, well, like they both traveled to different places. Well, at the end, where did she go?
She
traveled
she,
out.
She,
yeah.
she was,
she
got
decided
the strength to
leave
her.
Yeah.
yeah.
Leave her husband and, who was cheating on her.
Yeah.
Which was
yeah.
interesting too.
Yeah. yeah. And then like, it was interesting how, like halfway through the movie, you're like, oh, they're gonna get together, like they're gonna, you know,
yeah,
I
know. Somehow.
It's gonna.
I totally
a,
thought
it's
that.
Gonna be
yeah.
a love story.
You know, and
like,
I was yeah. while I was watching it, I you know like you hit the cursor just to kind of see where we're at.
Yeah.
I probably shouldn't have done that. What? But you know, like you kind of like see, okay, how much time left?
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, what? There's only like 8 minutes left. Like, how are we wrapping
yeah.
this up? How are they
like,
going to get
wait!
Together?
yeah.
And then they don't, and I'm like, oh,
yeah. Well, and it was so like. It was so interesting, like how he, his like, how he explained in that final letter. Like he was like, I feel like I'm a grandpa, basically.
Well, yeah, he's
and
like, you're
like,
so young.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, I'm glad they went that route because I mean,
yeah.
he was the age difference was huge, and it's like,
but I mean, honestly, she was probably 30s or 40 or 30s, probably 40s. So
yeah.
it would like,
who knows?
But,
yeah, I guess I could
yeah.
Be
so
wrong.
It wouldn't have been the craziest thing, I suppose. If
right,
did.
But
it,
it was
we did
just real.
Yeah,
it
was
so
yeah.
real.
Yeah.
yeah, like that's how it worked out,
yeah.
and it's
yeah.
like
you were sad, yeah. and it's like, well, but they learned to live on, like
yeah.
live
yeah.
after their
yeah.
yeah, and so that was the key, and it was so sad, like the moments where, like the. Contemplating like suicide, like is this that was really affecting.
I got nervous for
I
a
did.
Second.
And
remember
she,
that?
Yeah, when she took
her yeah. I was like, wait a second, what?
I
no.
Know, yeah. And then she sold it instead. I was like,
yeah, yeah, that was not, really yeah. affecting. It's like they were two individuals that were both highly affected by what had happened before,
yep.
by some mm-hmm. tragedy or
yeah,
like an ongoing
both had a tragedy yeah. in their lives. Yeah.
And they found a
in
connection,
a way, yeah.
which was just the most like pretty unique,
yep.
I would say,
mm-hmm.
like in terms of the letter writing. And it was really
cute.
Sweet.
And it was cool yeah. to see the lunchbox system there too.
Yeah.
Like, I was
cool.
like,
whoa,
this
yeah.
is a thing. Like, it's
and
great.
That, by the way, is really cool.
Yeah. And like,
it
how
is.
You can pay
I would
for, like,
pay to get
restaurant
lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though I guess the restaurant food there
yeah,
might
wasn't that
not
great,
be,
yeah.
At least
that
restaurant
would be a fit.
Great.
Like, if you're a really good cook, like, why not?
Yeah.
You send it to like a big corporate
yeah,
office
yeah, yeah,
building,
yeah.
and
oh,
then just
my
like
word, clean it up. Right?
Oh yeah, a home cooked meal.
Yeah,
and that's so
makes
interesting.
All the sense in the world.
I want to yeah. read up on like how that whole system because, like, in the movie they were like kind of saying like how
it's,
oh this is the
amazing.
Best system
yeah.
ever. So like I'm
yeah.
curious to see. Like how that started.
Well, I really
like
the beginning
when...
shots too. Remember how like they just followed the lunchbox
yeah.
at the beginning,
yeah.
just
yeah.
the lunchbox.
Yeah.
I thought that was really interesting.
And it's
that
not a lunchbox; cool. it's a cute
it's,
like
yeah,
a,
yeah, yeah,
yeah.
It's like
it's
a thing,
a tubular,
a stackable, but it makes so much sense.
Aluminum,
you know?
Yeah, exactly.
If we have a lunchbox,
yeah.
we need like Tupperware like
yeah.
that to
and
be able to.
And then you just like
yeah.
take it out. Like remember at lunch every day, he'd like just kind of remove them, and you like look for the note.
Why do we not have that?
I don't know.
It's so
there's
got to
be something
like
it, but I've never heard of
I've
it.
I've never either.
And it keeps everything separate, you know,
yeah.
all the different foods and
well, yeah,
sauces
that, and
separate.
That's the point.
Yeah.
Because it's like if you don't want to mix everything together, like if
right.
like if you have like a salad or something, you don't want to put the sauce in yet or like
yeah,
yeah. even if
it
you
was
have
like they had all the spices
yeah.
separated
yeah, yeah, yeah.
out. It was tortilla.
And then you can
and
add
then,
it
yeah.
as needed when you have it. That makes
yep.
so much sense.
I know. We should have it here.
Irfan Khan, if I pronounce his name for Irfan Khan. All right. If I butchered it,
no,
I
we've
butchered
seen
it.
Him
sorry.
I already
a lot
killed
the American
with,
movies, which
we've
is
seen
fun.
Him in
like
some American
Jurassic
movies.
Park.
Life of Pi, Jurassic Park.
Yeah,
seen,
he has
he's a
he has crossed the ocean.
Actor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's really sad. I totally forgot that he had passed away at 20, in 2010.
Did he did?
He did.
Wow. Yeah. You mean 2020?
Or 20? Oh,
yeah,
2020.
I think it was 2020.
Sorry.
Yeah, pretty recently. Wow. Yeah, 2020. But,
yeah, he's such a. There's so much expression within his contained style of acting.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
So real. Though, and the gal as well. I forget her name. Nimrat
Kaur.
Yeah. Ila. She was really good with expressing subtle emotions as well. And so they were both fantastic actors, and that made the movie. And I think even the...
And even I love the his co-worker, too.
His co-worker was good, too.
Now is it
Siddiqui? Siddiqui?
All right, we're not good.
I don't know. Please forgive us. Yeah. We're trying.
He was great, though. Like, his fun attitude. Like, he was just all bright and cheery.
It
was
and great. Then Irfan
and then he was always, like, shooting him down. Yeah. But then you can see as the movie progressed, he kind of changed and they became friends.
My dad's an accountant, so he was like, oh, I love the crunch in the number. Just kind of like that.
Well, I love, and what you're talking about, that homeboy is, I don't even know, I'm just going to call him homeboy. Yeah. His acting, where he like has the glasses down and his eyeballs are like bugging out and he's just like,
he's like such a good
curmudgeon, like, just I don't, like, what are you talking about?
Like especially at the beginning, he was he was like, I don't care. He's like, I'm not gonna train you. He just like would leave when the guy wanted training.
And then he was like, wait, this food's really good. He was like, tomorrow. Next time.
It was subtle, but it was great. He like walked over to him at lunch and he's like, Can we do training right now? He's like, No, I need to eat. It's lunchtime. Don't talk to
there
me.
Were so many like really good interactions between the characters. Yeah. And it's not like extremely, I would say, like the character, there's only a couple of major characters. It's very simple. It's very like, so you're expecting like something that is more complex or something. I mean, this is not the movie for that. Right. But it's so good.
It did have so many deep themes.
It was so contained so well.
Yeah.
And remember when he was looking at those paintings on the side of the road? He was like, each painting looks the same from a distance, but then when you really look at the different little details in it, there's something else going on in each painting. And that like kind of referred to the theme of the movie and like how like even the little things in his life, like everything has meaning.
Right.
And it was really interesting. Yeah. Because even like when he was in the guy's wedding, Namazuddin or something.
Siddiqui? Right.
Like how he befriended him and then he was in his wedding and that was so like touching.
That was funny. There was
like,
one guy on his
he's
side.
Like, I don't have any family. Yeah. And like it was so amazing how like there was so much meaning behind that and like how he got out of his own
it was
world.
All about the subtlety.
He
kind of
well like
he got out of his comfort zone and was like you know what, I need to explore life, I need to live life
right
after there, those letters
there were parts where
his
I was like
died what 25 years
forever.
Late
there were parts where I was like should I be writing notes down, like he was dropping some bomber lines,
like
I was
the
like,
quotes
wow.
from that from the movie, like when he would narrate and be like wow wait whoa this is like such a good
that was really good. What do we rate
suffice to say everyone really enjoyed it
our whole family.
4 out of 5 for me.
Yep,
I
gave it 4 as well.
Like I'd lean even 4.5.
Just
I was
ending.
Well.
Yeah, I was.
It
like,
was so well done.
When the ending hit, I'm like, wow, this is something.
And this is one of my favorite Indian movies. Like I know, I mean, I'm
all,
rated.
They've all been super.
I've enjoyed everyone for a different reason, to some extent. So this
and this was totally like a drama romance, and we've not seen anything like this in a movie.
Yeah, closest is Anda Hadden.
Andadun.
Okay.
That is true, but that one was like
that was
more action too, and thriller, mystery, murder kind of. But like this was straight romance.
Yeah, which, by the way, we're probably gonna watch that with our family next.
Oh, Andadun.
Yeah,
dude, did you read that one comment? That one guy had that theory about Andadun.
Oh yeah,
where it was
thanks
like
for the comments, guys.
Yeah, that comment was.
Thorough, really lengthy.
It was like,
on like what
I did
it
not.
All meant.
Dude, you gotta read it. It was like it was that person did their research when they put down because it was like how there's a theory that movie is a what's it called when the narrator unreliable narrator.
Yeah, so like he was lying.
That's what the thought was because the whole movie is just him telling this girl right? No. And so they're like, all the events that happened with the girl happened, but then the events after that, he was lying to her.
Whoa.
And that's kind of how he explains that affair part. That we were like, why is that there? Yeah. And he's like, because he was having an affair.
The layers.
And dude, it was wild. Yeah. And then they were talking about, like, it doesn't matter if he had the cornea transplant or not at the end, because he whacked it because he just completely lied about all of that.
Right.
It was wild. Whoa. You gotta read the comment. Yeah, it was wild.
Thanks.
Anyways,
keep it up. Yeah, keep up the comments. They're very
what do you
awesome.
Guys think happened in the ending of this movie, though?
Yeah.
Because I don't. I mean,
the ending of both the lunchbox. And
well, no, the lunchbox. Because it's like, do they meet him? Do they not? I mean,
I don't think so.
Yeah. So that's
I don't think so either.
No, they go their separate ways.
They do.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So
it's like La La Land, where it didn't end the way that
you wanted.
Except I like this. More like I like how the story ended in this more than
La La Land,
yeah. Because
okay.
Like it was, I don't know, it was just more real, and I don't know.
It was
heartfelt in the way
they ended it.
It was like it's bittersweet is the
bittersweet, yeah,
the word you could use for it. Because it's like you feel
totally.
You're like, oh man, they're not together, but they've helped each other out in so many ways,
right?
And
that was
a beautiful thing. So.
I love it.
So yeah,
so
really,
now, triple R.
I'm starving to know what Mama thought about triple R.
Yeah.
What did your mother think of triple R?
It was.
Also, guys, we want to do the Natu dance at some point, so give us time to practice.
I don't know. You're not going to see me do the
Natu
dance.
There's no way we could get it as good as in the movie. We were. Watching it again, I was like, how did they do that dance? The energy,
make sure to like this video, subscribe, and we will do, like, if you get boost us up, we'll do it. Like and subscribe, share it, tell your friends about
we're gonna
it.
Look so stupid.
We'll do the dance, we'll try. Anyways.
We'll do it.
We watched it, so what'd the funny, think? There's a couple context things, too. Because we watched it, so...
Oh, for my birthday, by the way.
Happy birthday!
Today is
your birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Everybody was
thanks
wishing
for
you
all the wish, the yes. birthday wishes.
So the funny thing about this is Netflix does not offer RRR in Telugu, the default
just
language.
Hindi.
It sucks.
Yeah.
Hindi.
Yeah.
So... I found it on Z5, which is an Indian Netflix.
So guess what Ben subscribed to?
I subscribed to Z5, and they have every language. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just did it for this movie, but it's $10 a month. It's like exactly like Netflix.
So we can watch.
And it's super easy.
But then we can watch all the movies that we keep getting recommended. So it's
And plus it's easier because it's so hard to find the right audio in the
right original
audio.
I know.
This had like all the Ben. They have like every language on this one.
Yeah, we
like,
looked up RRR and had four languages.
Yeah,
seven languages.
Yeah, it was
crazy. That's so nice because it's like if we watch a movie that was based in like Telugu, it's a lot easier because then their lips make sense.
Yeah, oh, right. Yep. And it's way better to watch RRR. I mean, they still like do
there
some
is some
strange,
still
like,
weird,
like,
a little bit
different
of
voices, but it's the same language, so the lips at least match.
Right.
Yep.
But
yep.
yeah, it's still a bit strange there. But
what did the family think?
Yes. Yeah.
So I guess my mom. Yeah. What did my mom think?
What did
first?
Mama think?
So she really enjoyed the dance number.
She was laughing.
She loved
so hard.
She laughed super hard. Yeah. So my mom does not like violence.
yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
but
oh,
come on, when he's carrying him on their back, and they're going
she laughed so hard at the part when the friendship song was happening.
Oh,
in the beginning.
Dude,
and like
amazing.
He was like he jumped on his back.
So
and
my
just,
mom
like, running around
got into it. So she and then she had like a final thought at the end, but she really enjoyed the music. She really enjoyed the story. She got into the story, like the drama story. And then shifting from kind of ridiculousness, I don't think she was a huge fan of like the ending
she,
scene.
She liked the first
ridiculous.
Half more than the second half.
Yeah,
I would say.
I think
because
so.
Like she liked the drama.
It was more of the drama.
Yeah,
and, like,
yeah.
She loved kind of
the relationship.
Yeah, exactly. And learning like kind of the British imperial versus the like the oppressor, the resistance. Yeah.
Oh,
so she was interested in that part of it.
Well, yeah, and she said she's
this is the final.
She's
her
excited
final takeaway.
To watch more Indian cinema to learn more about the culture.
Oh, that's what she said. About the culture and the
history
and
the history
behind
it.
She's
really
interested
to see
Indian.
Yeah.
And then Sardar is one
that
one.
Well,
I don't know. That's very violent too. I don't think.
It does go to show you, like, man alive, the British were not good to the, I mean, like, jeez. Like, you read some history. Like, reading on that.
On the massacre. Like, whoa.
They clearly characterized the British in this movie, like, over-characterized, but still.
Right. Well, yeah.
But I like that, because it's always fun to have.
Well, like, when
the gal's like,
she's like, yeah, you use this whip, and then she throws it down.
Yeah. But I thought always, I love her death, though, because she died by a chain, or like a barbed wire.
Barbed wire.
Kind of like how she.
Yeah.
I thought that was so poetic at the end. And poetic death.
I noticed more, watching a second time, I noticed more of the, like, the one guy is fire and the other is water, and they kept going back to that throughout the movie.
It's
missed
cool
some of
dynamic.
Those during
the
first watch. I didn't realize all the elements behind that. So that was cool to see.
Well, there may be a fire and water shirt that might be coming out pretty soon.
Slice of Life podcast.
Hinting
at shop
/ store.
Yeah. The official store. Yeah, take a look.
Yes, we got some.
But mom liked it. Coming. Dad liked it.
Yeah, dad liked it. He enjoyed it. It was silly. Like,
he actually liked the action probably more than the dance numbers. So it was like opposite. My mom liked the.
But that's
the
why it's a movie for like anybody because. Like, my mom loved it. She didn't like the violent part. Like, when he was getting whipped, she didn't like
that.
But, like, she loved the beginning. And she loved the ending part that was really fun. So, when they're breaking him out of prison.
Yeah.
And, like, the guy's shooting. And, like, he's doing, like, double wielded.
Yes.
And he's, like, reloading.
So hard.
Like, my mom was dying.
Yeah, my mom was laughing.
She was
okay.
Yeah, and Caleb. My brother loved the movie too. He really enjoyed
okay,
it.
Okay, good.
Because
so.
It's just
so
different
fun.
Than what you like. It's really silly, but also like the drama is pretty decent, like too, and you're invested in the characters.
Right.
So it's just like such a shift,
right?
Like back and forth between different things. So
But
yeah, such so that's kind
movie.
Of the wrap. For
okay,
RRR,
good.
It's good stuff.
And let us know what we should watch next
week. Yes, we'll have that link up in the description.
We
want to
know. I'm back from my travels.
Yeah.
So I went to Florida, which is like in America, that's like our. I don't really want to say it's a vacation spot, but every person
it's
from
warm.
Like,
it's warmer.
From our area, everyone's like, we're going to go down to Florida.
Whenever it's winter, you're.
Not my. I don't know. I think it's cool. But, like, I also, I don't know. It's a good
too
place.
Warm? Or do you don't like the wet? Or
no.
What's the...
I mean, the weather is interesting. It's hot. It's pretty hot. Like, I'm more of a cold boy myself. I'm more of that climate that's more, mountainous kind of climate.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, there was a lot of alligators, which is cool.
Oh, okay.
So, we had that. Lots of walking.
Okay, yeah.
So, that's about all I got there. It was a fun trip. I didn't go to Legoland, which I was really bummed about. I went to this animal thing, Disney World thing. We went to
instead
that thing.
Instead of Legoland?
It wasn't as good. I was like, this is dumb! But anyways, it was good.
I need to go to Legoland sometime. But
right, I know. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Are we going to talk about other stuff now?
So,
or what's the plan?
Let's see. So
what else are we going to talk about?
That was all the Indian films we saw. I think, so we did see All Quiet on the Western Front and Ant-Man, which I want to talk about that for a second, too.
Briefly, Ant-Man?
Yeah, it doesn't deserve too much.
But. No, but it's the movie that's out in theaters right now, and everyone's kind of, a lot of people have seen it.
So
we do have to bring it
money
up.
Box.
We have to
so
at least.
All Quiet on the West. Let's talk about Ant-Man.
Oh,
now, I read a comment, and I want to hear if this is what you think about Ant-Man, right? So Ant-Man, big blockbuster, Marvel, Disney, huge thing.
Ant-Man and the Wasp.
The leading comment I saw on Letterboxd, I wish I could pull it up quick. But basically, the leading one was that the man actually accused. Okay, here it is. I'm beginning to think that the MCU is actually money laundering. Because where the heck is the budget going? This is one of the worst looking films I've ever seen, even by Marvel standards. Incompetent across the board.
I heard.
Does one agree with that?
I heard that.
I mean, that dude gave it a half a star. So,
oh, you see it too?
I see it. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's so really
the CGI
rough.
Team. Have you heard of all that stuff that's going on? Disney. Disney fired some. They're
not a dude.
They're forcing them.
Sorry,
They're overworking
them in
the
labor
CGI
camps
team
and being like, work more.
Pretty much, and it's really bad.
And they wear mouse ears and they beat.
Well, okay. What the.
Oh boy. Well, I don't know about that. But
I don't
who knows.
Think it was as bad as.
So. But yeah, the movie itself, okay. CGI
was
really bad in some parts.
Okay.
With Darren. We won't go into that too much.
There were some
with
cool,
Darren.
There were some cool surroundings, I thought.
Okay.
But that was about it
realm.
For the like good in the movie and the villain.
Wow.
So you probably have heard, like, in Rotten Tomatoes at least. That
right.
They're like, oh, Jonathan Majors is pretty good. He's
I
pretty
have so
good,
much
but
to
his
say.
Character, I'm underdeveloped. Like, they
yeah,
use him.
Exactly.
He's such a good actor, but he's
not used
so,
as he should.
He's like supposed to be worse than Thanos. So
he's
like
he's
the ultimate bad guy. They threw him in this movie with not a lot of background, and they just made him like, ooh, he's this new evil guy. But then by the end of the movie, he's easily overpowered by Ant-Man. Just by Ant-Man and like the Wasp and stuff. So it's
and
like
the power of ants.
Yeah, and literally, spoiler, but
oh,
yeah, like
geez.
the who cares about spoilers at this point?
Yeah, honestly.
But yeah, by like ants, he gets overrun by giant ants, and like that's what brings him down.
And
basically.
His nameless, stupid army. Get like,
oh yeah,
again,
they
like,
never
a,
yeah very
marble,
everything was
wow.
so it was just thrown at your face like just accept all these things like accept this plot line accept this and it's thrown at like thrown
we
at you with no context.
Everything's in Quantum Mania
it's
so
all
there's no
realm.
Like
yeah,
so
there's
everything's
no...
there Bill Murray makes an appearance
oh that's good. As that one dude, that big
it
heady
was
guy?
Weird.
No.
No,
oh,
okay. He was that's
a,
the Darren.
Oh, Darren.
He
didn't
know what he
Matt,
was doing,
Matt,
but he tried to do something,
Matt
and I don't know
something.
What it was, but it was terrible.
Yeah.
But
well, and then,
it's Bill Murray, so you kind of laugh, but it's
right.
just so
it was
weird.
Bad.
He was
yeah,
weird.
It was wow. Like, it didn't make sense.
Stupid.
And then dumb. The acting, some of the lines were so
oh,
dumb.
Yeah. It, was,
like,
it was really bad.
What I was like, why are they trying to add more comedy in this?
Can I tell you, though? Can I tell you something interesting? That, that Ant-Man and the Wasp won, got the weekend. They got $32 million on the weekend for opening, which is horrible for a Marvel movie.
Yeah.
And Cocaine Bear got $23 million the same weekend.
You gotta see Cocaine
Dude,
Bear.
Dude, I know.
I've heard many good things
Dude,
about that
no,
movie,
but here's
actually.
The thing. Like, when Ant-Man was slated for this week, they were like, we're going to kill Cocaine
oh,
Bear.
Oh, yeah.
But, dude,
oh, yeah.
Cocaine Bear is at $23 million,
oh,
and
yeah.
Ant-Man got $32
okay, yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
There's some really funny reviews. If you put up the armrest between two recliners in Dolby theaters and you curl up in the fetal position, you can actually nap pretty comfortably. Just the
that
review
Ant-Man?
To Ant-Man. What a strange and beautiful
what a,
comment.
Well, I love it. I love it.
Whoa.
I got a screenshot in that.
Dude,
and put
I
it
mean,
on
that
a
movie freaking sucks.
It did. And to be honest, it's it started out at like below 7, and now it's at a 6.5 on
Dude,
IMDb.
Dude, it freaking
it's
sucks.
Going down.
I mean, like, I've said this, though. Marvel is done. We are on team, like, Indian movies now.
Mm-hmm.
We're, like, flying the banner.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah,
like,
what is
Marvel
doing?
Stupid.
Oh, they've made so many mistakes. And, like, yeah, especially with what they did with Kang in this movie. It's like, why? Where's his background? Like, where's his story? They just throw it at us that, oh, he's this evil guy. And it's like,
right.
Well, is he, like,
is
what's
he?
Going on? Yeah. And then, of course, they're going full throttle with the multiverse stuff. And, not like, there's millions of Kangs and, like, some Kangs have different motives, and anyway, Well, don't see the movie. I was like, you'll have to see the movie, but don't see
the
Isaac,
movie. Isaac, when was the last time I saw a Marvel movie? Well,
why did we see this? Yeah,
wait,
when
we
saw this
because
it was something.
When was
well,
the, let's
it was
look
Tuesday
at the letterbox.
Night, $5
you,
movie
did you see
night.
Doctor Strange?
It was $5 movie.
Oh, I did see Doctor
you did
Strange.
See Doctor
oh, you
Strange.
Did? So oh, you knew what I did? You know what happened? I regretted. I regretted seeing that. And I was like, oh, I remember why I swore off of this. These stupid
why
movies.
Did I even rate this two
but
stars?
But Oscars are kind of getting close.
Yes.
True.
We got to be thinking about that.
Contest will be up this week.
Oh,
that's
really?
I'm just calling
really?
That now. Maybe. Well, because we got
the
we got
Oscar contest.
It'll give us like 2 weeks, I think. So
yep.
I mean,
yep.
I'll put it up there. Sometime.
Guys, get out there.
Yeah, we
get,
gotta watch
get,
some more Oscars.
You will win prizes. You will win prizes.
Yep, we'll have a contest. We'll put the link in the description. You fill out the Oscars
yep.
form, and then yeah, we'll add. We'll look at it after the Oscars night. I think yeah,
absolutely.
Contest ends right before the Oscars
mm-hmm.
begin.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you're subscribed too.
So yeah. Yes.
Can't forget about that.
But yeah, that'll be fun. But yeah, so Ben and I saw All Quiet
on
the
Western
Front.
Yes. With a group of guys.
It was so hilarious.
Oh,
the first like 20 minutes of watching
you,
the
you
movie,
missed a gem
there
of
were arguments
funny,
and voting on if it should be dubbed or just
yes.
Subtitled.
Really?
Hilarious.
Wait, who is there?
So,
first name
first
only.
Of all.
Well, I don't know if we should
Matt.
Include
first name
well,
sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Matt?
I think so. Yeah.
First name
nobody
only.
Yeah. Yep. First, of course.
Matt.
Yeah. So Matt.
So who else? Just Matt?
Yep. Carl, Luke.
So everybody was down.
Oh my gosh.
So here's the deal. Here's the deal. So
oh my gosh.
Did you watch it in
Dubbed. No, not dubbed.
Whoa,
sorry.
I was going to say.
Subtitle.
So you switched yeah. it on Netflix
to
German.
German.
Correct.
And, yeah.
okay.
Which is what you should do.
You should do.
Because it's in
you,
German.
Exactly. That's what
Matt,
we were
Matt
on.
Will have to defend
so
himself
So here's
on
the
fight.
Thing.
So, oh, Matt, what are you
so
doing?
So Matt was like,
what are
he,
you
he,
doing?
He gave some, yeah, he tried to give some valid points.
So it was Matt, Luke, Carl,
so Matt
and
versus
yep.
and everyone else basically
and,
wanted.
Oh, and Nick and John were down there too.
Yeah,
so.
And they were indifferent. Most of us were like, okay, we can try the English dub a little bit. So we basically tried the English dub for five, or tried the German.
And it wasn't
German
actually,
for 10
to
minutes,
be honest,
and
the
English
dub
for 5
the
minutes.
The dub wasn't that bad.
And
it's
we
just
back
the mouth
to German.
Movements
okay.
were just
and
way off. You know,
Matt yeah. was like, there's no way I'm watching a subtitled movie. And then he's like, shoot, I gotta watch it subtitled.
If you want to watch the movie,
yeah,
you gotta watch
we
it.
We ended
English
up voting
dumb.
On it.
And
yeah,
that's
up,
where the.
You
the,
can't do it that
way. Yeah, exactly. I was in the middle. I didn't want to choose sides, so I'm like, I just.
Yeah.
Either way, it's
fair,
fine.
The
for
English
me.
Dumb wasn't terrible, but of course you can tell that it's
yeah.
different.
Well,
you
and
can't,
also,
like, the,
yeah.
the audio or like the emotions don't necessarily match. Imagine being
right.
an actor trying to like match what they're saying on the screen.
Well,
it's hard.
Carl had a good point where it's the subtitles were. Or no, the English dub had different words than what that Germans were
yes.
actually saying.
Yes.
So
well, of course.
It left
yes.
out details, of
yeah.
course, and
yeah.
like what
well, and
the
also,
translation was different.
The whole
yeah.
movie is the fact that he's German.
Yeah.
He's got to be speaking German so you know that, oh, yeah,
know.
That's right, he's
I don't know
German.
Why. It completely ruins the authenticity of it.
Of course.
Yes. Okay, good to know that we're all in the
oh,
same page.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Dude, yeah. No, we watched okay. it. Well, we so Netflix doesn't auto do it German.
No,
it was so weird.
It to German.
I know.
Really?
So when we
know
started, like the first 2 minutes, I was like, "Whoa, something's wrong," and then I had
yeah.
to switch it. But
yeah.
then afterwards,
you always got to check that Netflix. I mean,
yeah.
you got to check OG.
Right. Right. So you watched it, and then
yeah.
what happened?
Okay. I mean,
so
well, then eventually
the movie
we
itself,
it. Oh,
though.
Because I saw your letterbox rating.
Yeah.
yeah.
We liked it a lot better. Than
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what happened? What did you see?
Well,
in this
I haven't
movie?
Read the book, so is that
okay.
like?
Yeah,
a huge,
I haven't read the book either.
Yeah, that's probably a big difference.
Yeah.
So here's
the
thing:
the whole point yeah. of the book is that at the end, when he's dead, they ask, you know, what happened, and mm-hmm. they're like, nothing happened. It was all quiet. That's the whole point because he dies, and it's the meaninglessness of the war.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Interesting.
That's true.
Yes, they didn't have that.
So, yeah, okay, so yeah, they didn't have that. So the weird thing, so this is a couple observations, I guess. So it reminded me of 1917 in terms of like the color palette and the
yeah.
The battlefields,
right.
like pretty uh-huh. similar. But I thought they really did a good job of showing death. And actually,
yeah.
like,
well,
there
yeah,
were a couple times when there were,
like,
it was just extended, and then you feel the,
yeah.
the actual
well,
weight of it.
One of the most powerful scenes was when he was in that, like, trench or whatever with that dude, and he started stabbing him,
mm-hmm.
and then he realized afterwards, he's like, what am I doing? Mm-hmm. And then he tried to save him. And that was a really long scene, and it was very emotional, and it was just
I thought that was pretty good. And then also
it was lame.
What? What's your
audience agree with me?
I don't know. I think you're in the minority a bit here, Mike.
I don't think so. Sadie and I both were like, that was a trash movie. Just because, he died, but, that... Dude, have you seen Saving Private Ryan? I mean, half that movie is that, where it's, the slow death.
Yeah, I know. It's disturbing.
I didn't think there was anything that this movie brought for a World War movie that made me think... it was nothing...
It did show,
I appreciate
the
German,
the conversations
between the Germans.
Yep. It was World War One, though.
Yeah.
It was interesting, though, how at the beginning of the film, he got the uniform of a dead man, and then it kind of circled
around. They did that. No, they did that in 10 other movies. That wasn't original.
The
they
dog
did that,
tanks.
No,
pulling into
no,
the dog
no,
tanks.
No, no, no. They did that in Lord of War. At the beginning of Lord of War, they did that, and that's what made that happen. When Nicholas, have you seen Lord of War?
So they do
that in Lord of War at the very beginning, which is they're known for that beginning scene.
Okay.
Interesting.
Where it cycles through, it doesn't cycle through a jacket, through a bullet, but it's the whole idea.
Whole. Well, we didn't read the book, so we thought,
I get it,
no expectations.
I mean, I didn't give it a super
I thought it was
well
done.
I saw a 4.
I saw
what, buddy?
Yeah, that's not... That's
Isaac,
high.
This is why I'm emotional.
Wait, I gave it a 3.5.
Isaac might have given it a 3.5.
Ben gave it a 4. I need.
I didn't know it hit that hard.
That's not even... It's good. That's my 4 is good. It's a good...
No, it's
I thought
not.
It was good. Okay.
Audience, don't listen to me.
Wait, Ben, isn't your 4? Yeah, Ben's 4
is,
four incredible.
Is
I have, what? How many 4s? All right, let me check.
Oh, we're going to...
in terms of the...
In amounts?
Yeah, all right, let me check.
What
me
percentage?
Check.
Yeah, look at your...
So, my, I have a middle finger rating scale, which I'm very proud
of. You have 268 4-star movies.
That's not a small amount.
That is compared to I have 313, so it's smaller than mine.
Okay.
What's
right.
that?
We're agreed at
much less.
If I watch, if you do everything 3.5 and everything else, that is a strong middle finger.
Oh, I know the rating looks weird. Oh,
yeah. But anyway, everybody who watched it enjoyed it, at least with our group. So Matt loves war movies, so he loved it.
Yep.
I thought it was really dumb. And if I was there, I would have agreed with it. I would have defended the fact that think it was dumb.
Fair enough.
Ben, you also rated Schindler's List a 4.
Oh, yeah.
What? What is happening right now?
That's a 5-star movie.
I mean...
That was overrated a bit, I thought.
But, you're rating this movie as in parallel to Schindler's List.
Wow. Well... Yeah.
So here's my thought, and I said this last time on this movie of All Quiet, and I hold by it. I think it's just another war movie, and to me, it didn't bring anything really
interesting. That's what you
think.
Anything new to the table?
No.
Because 1917 brought the one shot aspect
to World War One. It was trench warfare. This one was well done, but I just thought,
like the battle scenes were pretty well done in this.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's expected.
But again, in a war, yeah. I see where you're coming from there.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I like the German perspective in this one because I guess I haven't seen many from that perspective.
Sure, and that makes sense. For someone who has never read the book, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I understand.
But, I thought it was good, not amazing.
Right.
But
a 4-star rating.
Yeah, you guys can roast me for rating Schindler's
List. It's
all in good fun.
That's
fair.
Oh, yeah.
So all
we don't disagree too often in this.
Yeah, this is interesting.
What did you rate it?
A 3. Which isn't that low. Yeah.
No, it's not 3.
But it's
lower than most.
It is a 3 because it was technically really well done. And really well acting. The things that were good about it were good.
The technical aspects.
But I didn't think it was a good movie, and I wouldn't rewatch it.
Okay. Yeah, I wouldn't rewatch it either. Just because it's so brutal, too.
It was pretty hard to watch.
I mean, I don't really... I probably wouldn't be able to rewatch any war movies I've seen, except 1917
I don't even know if I'd be able to rewatch that. Did I rewatch that? Maybe I'm gonna
think you did.
I mean,
have a movie night one time?
But in our discussions afterwards, we gotta watch Band of Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Have you watched it?
No.
Okay, oh. We gotta watch that because that's one of the highest rated TV shows of all time and one of the best.
Yep. My boss shows. Even at work even recommended. He's like, you haven't seen that yet.
Like, how are you? Totally. Yeah, agree. We were made fun
what
of.
Did yeah, we were actually. Yeah, we were Tom made was fun not of.
There. People. Oh, okay.
But I'm interested to see what he thought. Yeah.
Yeah. No. We should totally watch it. That'd be good.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we have how many Oscar movies left? So Fablemans and Women Talking, right?
Tar. We'll probably watch Women Talking with our family.
Forgot about Tar.
I have a list on my thing.
Oh my goodness,
dude, we're falling apart.
we gotta watch this quickly.
Yeah,
we are doing. We're one more.
We're doing the list this week. You guys got to make sure to vote because boy, oh boy, it's gonna get spicy.
Yeah,
you could win a prize. It could be fun.
Yeah, it'll be a fun indeed. Time. Man, yeah. But what else?
That's that.
That's all the. That's only three though. We can do that by March 12th, right?
We have only three to watch.
March 12th. Like we well, next week. Yeah, we have four.
Wait,
I think. Well, it's Fableman's, Tar, Women well, Talking, and then probably, the other one.
Wait, oh, what's the other one?
The other one.
What's Banshee? The other? Well, you have to watch.
Oh yeah, we've
seen Banshee.
I don't even. Well, you guys watched it. We have a rule. You guys didn't watch Top Gun Maverick.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Did you guys watch Top Gun Maverick? What? You did?
Avatar. And
You watched Top Gun Maverick?
We watched Top Gun way, like, opening weekend.
Remember I talked about it and I didn't like
wait,
it as
did
much?
Did I see a movie
that was,
the...
like, controversial?
Wait, what are all the movies then? What?
So you haven't seen...
We saw Elvis with the fam.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so you've watched all
we've
the Oscar
movies.
We've
actually seen almost... No. Tar, Fablemans, and Women Talking.
Okay.
We're going to watch Women Talking with the fam.
Well, I think we've agreed upon that if one of us watches it, we're good. That's my logic.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I thought what we were doing.
Yeah, that sounds good.
I certainly won't be watching Banshees because I've just heard that that's super slow. Wait, did we review that?
I don't know. Briefly, yeah.
Here's the thing.
Like
if Tom
it,
wants to watch that for the movie that he comes over for...
Oh, wait, that didn't happen. Oh, that's
right.
That's right.
So you might actually watch it.
You might. We might force you to
watch it. So who knows? Maybe you'll feel differently.
We'll see what you think. Yeah, it's a very...
I would like to hear Tom's perspective.
Oh, I would too. Tom's very intelligent when he watches movies. It'll be good. It should be good.
He actively watches, which is... Yeah.
All right, guys, subscribe.
I got to actually take off. I need food, so I'm out of here.
Song of the week.
Song of the week.
Did we do Natu?
Let's just play Natu.
Let's just end on that. Yeah, because I love seeing that again in the movie. Seeing the movie a second time is just beautiful.
Oh, Natu.
I spelled it wrong. Hold on. Here we go.
Guys, if you want us to do the dance, just let us know. Please subscribe.
Oh, we should do a vote on the dance. Okay, let me just skip in here. How loud is this? Okay, there we go. Yeah, let's. The dancing is so fast. Okay. Was any of this, like, fast forward? Do you think. Oh. Did they speed it up at all? Do you think they. Like. Bro, we're gonna have to dance that fast.
Dude, I was doing the Natu at the Animal Kingdom. I was trying. Yeah, dude.
Look at how fast they're going. Like. Oh. The soundtrack for this movie is incredible. It's just like... He's like, inappropriate.
This is disgusting. Yeah. Play!
Oh, wait for... Oh, yes. I love... Look at those dance moves.
Hey!
We're gonna have to...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Remember he gives him the thumbs up?
Yeah!
I love that part. So good. Slowly gets faster. We try to do this, we'll probably like...
We'll die.
Both have heart attacks.
Alright, guys.
We'll be sweating bullets.
We love you.
Oh, yes.
Subscribe.